Thank you, ladies. Our brother Placido asked me to assist him here this evening so that I could interpret for him, because he feels that he can express himself better in Mayan. So I will interpret for him while he speaks Mayan. Brother Placido. He's very happy to be here.
Thank you.
I think I'm going to have him go ahead and finish in English so that we can probably get a lot more of it, because it takes too long to interpret. So.
Thank you. Every time I was amazed to realize that we have a lot of people, they are talented people with many languages, and so it's really a blessing. We need to use them. So I'm very happy to be with you, to share with you the Word of God. I want to say that a few days ago, when Brother Gordon sent me an email that I'm going to preach, I was thinking about what subject should I talk about. I was looking at through my notes and thinking about that, praying about it. So I decided to speak about something. When I came here, I was taking notes of the sermons, and I realized that it's the God's will that I need to speak about this subject, because in God, there is no disorganization. There is always organization. So when I was listening to the sermons, listening to the songs, listening to the testimonies, I realized that this is the correct theme we need to talk about. So it's always for me a testimony, because I live very far from here, many miles, but God is working with the people here, and as He's working with us. So I'm humble. I'm really appreciate for that, because I am a human like you are, but God is great. God is giving us the direct, the direction, the correct direction. Do we believe that? That God is leading us in a correct direction. When we have our reunions, God wants to teach us something. But God works with a ministry, and they can prepare exactly what you want, exactly what you need, exactly what you need to hear. I have been listening to the sermons, and I listened many things I need to do in my life. Listening, Brother Frank Fan, he reminds me the sermons of my father. When he was preaching, his favorite subject was that, what kind of person would you like to be? And he taught me about this, what kind of man are you going to be? So it reminds me that that I need to be different. And speaking about my father, I want to appreciate, to thank you for your prayers for him and for us, because we need that patience and all the things we need to help him. As you know, he's suffering Alzheimer's, but he has received many blessings. He has had some visions. Listening to the songs, it reminds me that one time he was alone in his room. When my sister went into the room, and he said, and he was very happy, very content. You can see his face. He had that peace. that other people outside, they don't have. So my sister asked him, what's the matter? And he said, I had some visitors. Some angels came and sang for me. And we believe that because he said with that confident, with and we can see in his face the peace. He was very peaceful. So even he's suffering, but his faith is always the same. Even he knows that the time is finished. I'm a little worried about him this time because he's been having, the doctors told us that he's having frequently some strokes that in any moment can pass away. But he knows that. He said that he's ready to go. He has finished his work. He said that, I have finished my work. So, brothers and sisters, we haven't finished our work because we are alive and we are here. That's the purpose of the reunion, to make our faith grow, to make the light grow in our life. I would like to read some parts with you. Even I have some parts here, and some of the ministry have read, but I will read it anyway. In Psalms 27, Psalms 27, verse 1, it says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? This is my favorite scriptures because it tells us what to do. That's why I love the scriptures, because it tells us how to live the life that God wants us to live. And it's beautiful because it says events of the life of the people in the past. How did they serve God? How did they have succeed in serving God? If they had this, we can have this if we follow what they did. It says that the Lord is my light. How many people here know the seal of the church? And it says, what does it says? Can you see it? La luz del mundo. Yes, the light of the world. And some people say, oh, that's the name of your church. No. But it's the theme of our church, to be the light of the world. In this part, it says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. It's very important because the Lord is our light. Without him, we are nothing. Yes. There is a story that says that an explorer went into a cave in Chiapas, Mexico, in a cave of 1,000 meters deep. He went there, and he didn't get out again. Many years, they found his bones in the deep of the cave. He died because the lamp that he was carrying went off. So it's the same thing in our lives. When we don't have that light, we are nothing. So we need to follow that light. The Lord is my light, I'm my salvation. I want to have this theme in my life every day. Even if I am suffering many problems, trials, or anything in my life. Hearing your testimonies, hearing your comments, I realized that we have the same problems. Like in Mexico, we are having difficulties. People are having difficulties in their lives, in their human lives. You have the same thing. But we have the same promise. But we have the same word that we can follow. The Lord is my light and my salvation. The Lord is my light. In Isaiah chapter 9, Isaiah chapter 9, 2. Chapter 9, verse 2. It says, the people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined. The people that walked in the darkness have seen great light. I think, and I know, that every day in my life I can see the light. Sometimes it's not very clear when I have problems in my life, as you do. But every day in my life, I can see that light. The light of Jesus Christ. And that's what we need to focus. You came here not to listen my words, but to listen what God has to tell you. It's not my message. I'm only the messenger. So we need to focus on these words. We need to see the great light in our lives every day. It doesn't matter what is happening, like we are suffering, because life is difficult. The lives, the events that happen in our lives sometimes surprises us because it's you say something, I didn't think that this happening to me. Or we say, why to me? But we have the promise. We have the words that we can trust. And we see always the light of God, the guidance. I have seen in this problem with the sickness of my father. It's difficult, but every time we have seen the light of God. And this is the important thing, that even in your problems, even in your doubts or trials or human nature, you can see God. You can see the hand of God helping you. Sometimes we don't realize. But every day in our lives, we need to see that light. We need to see, we need to focus on that light. In Psalms 43, verse 3. Listen what it says here. O send out thy light and thy truth. let them lead me, let them bring me into the holy hill and to the tabernacles. This should be our prayer every day, that God, he can send us his light, his help, that we can see his light in our lives. We need always to realize that. Sometimes we are thinking about our personal problems or things that it's happening in our lives, or the things that we want to have, but we don't realize the light of God in our lives. How many people out there that they are just living without the direction, without that light? But we have that light. So we need to show other people. Like the moon reflects the light of the sun, we need to reflect that light. Let's continue in John chapter 1. John chapter 1, verse 5. It says, "And the light shined in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made of him, and the world knew him not. He came into his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave him he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name." Jesus Christ came to this world to show us that light. We need to focus on that light. We need to build our lives on that rock of our salvation. If you build your thoughts and your beliefs on a person, you will fail. But if you build your faith on the rock of our salvation, you will have You will do your house spiritually in a good place. So that's do you know that the problem we have been talking with people from other groups and other churches, and they usually build their faith on other people. They usually believe what the people say. In Mexico, they say, "My pastor told me that. My pastor is teaching me this. My pastor said this." But I ask him, "And what do you say? What do you believe?" And it's very important for us that we can build our beliefs on Christ, on the rock of our salvation. We need to focus on him. There are many things that are happening in our lives, but we need to focus on him every day. do not permit that the things that are happening in your life that causes you to focus on other things, on other direction. We need to see in the direction of Jesus Christ. We need to walk every day in that path that conducts us to the salvation. It's difficult, but God gives us the things that we need to do in order not to be very difficult. And we can see that when Christ came, not many people realize that light. Many people prefer the shadows, the darkness. What happens if we turn off all the lights? We're going to be scary. What happens when we have a blackout in our house? It happens in my house. Maybe you don't have this thing here. You are very blessed. But we have that problem. Yeah, you have a blackout in your house. I can find the things in my house. I was, stumbling in my own house. I can't find the simple things. Exactly what happened in our lives when we don't have Christ, when we are not paying attention to that light. We can fall spiritually. So we need to focus on that light every day. We need to see Christ. We need to thanks to him for all the things that we have. And do you know this, that it's not the things that you want to have? In Mexico, now many people are focusing their life in material things. And they want to have one thing, another thing, and so forth. It's not the things that you want to have. It's the thing that God wants you to have. So we need to focus on Christ every day. In chapter 8, verse 12, it says, then spake Jesus again into them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that follow me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Jesus said that he's the light. He's the light of the world. He's the light because without him, we're not going to do anything, just to fail, just to fail and fail. But with him, we're going to do the succeed spiritually. He said, I am the light of the world. If that follow me, shall not walk in darkness. Walking in darkness. Many people are walking in darkness. That's why God restored his church so that we can be the light, so that we can show to the people that we believe really in God. When we're talking with people, they say, I don't want to go because some of them, they are not doing what they are believing. We need to be that light. I am the light of the world. He that follow me shall not walk in darkness. I don't like to work in darkness. Do you? We don't want to work to walk in darkness. When my wife was young, she was afraid of darkness. And I think it's natural for all of us to be afraid of darkness. We don't want this room in darkness. We want the light. So we need to follow Christ, which is the light in our lives every day. Even if the things, according to your opinion, is not going well. Sometimes that happens in my life when the things are not going as I want to. I don't like it. I want the things that that goes in my life as according to my plans. But it's not my plans. It's God's plan. Yes. It's God's plan in my life. So we need to focus on that light. We need to see that light every day. As I said, it doesn't matter what's happening in your life. It would be the things that are going well, but you need to see that light. If the things are not going well according to your opinion, you need to follow that light. Let's continue and read in Alma chapter 18. In Alma chapter 18, verse 12, listen what it says. I repeat, in Alma chapter 18, verse 12. Behold, he is the life and the light of the world. Behold, he is the word of truth and righteousness. How important is this word? I like the parts in the Book of Mormon, but I don't know about you, but I can see all the message just in one verse. He is the life. Christ is the life. Without him, we are nothing. Said that he's the light of the world. We need the light because if we don't have the light, we are in darkness. I was looking in a dictionary the definition of the word light. It says, God as a source of spiritual illumination and strength. I like that definition. God as a source of spiritual illumination and strength. It means that if I am in that light, I have strength. The opposite is true. If you are not in that light, you're weak. It's easy to fall spiritually. So it says, he is the life, he is the light of the world. Behold, he is the word of truth and righteousness. And the most important thing, he has the truth. Many people are looking for the truth, but we have found the truth. We need to be sure of that, with that confidence. I like to observe the children. How do they act? How do they say? I like them when they show their confidence. In the last visit of brother of the missionaries in Mexico, we were in a service and there were six children in the front row. And when brother Jay was talking, and the children, you know, they are listening, and they say, he's speaking in English. He's speaking in English. I can understand. They say, I can understand. But there is one in the middle. He said, I can understand him. With that confidence, I can understand him. That's the only person in the world that he can understand Brother Jay, but there's one. There's one, just one, which is good. So with that, what I want to say is that the children have that confidence. I'm amazed to see that confidence. I can understand. He was paying attention. I can understand him. So we need to have that confidence. That's why Jesus said that compared the true Christian with a little boy. We need to observe them and to be like them, with that confidence, with that sincerity. So, and it says here that he has the word of truth, that he's the light, and he has the word of truth. In John chapter 14, verse 6, we know what that part says in John 14, 6. It says, Jesus said unto him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No man cometh into the Father but by me. What I want to say that he is the truth. That's why I told you before that we need to focus on him, on Christ. If we are focused on him, we're not going to fail. We're not going to fall spiritually. If we are focusing on people, we're going to be disappointed. But in Christ, we will be never disappointed, because his plans is perfect. We have seen this in our family. Many events happened in our family. Now with the problem of my father, we know why. But at that time, we didn't know, and sometimes we are saying why. Why is happening this? Now we know why did happen something, or why didn't happen something, because now God knows that what's going to happen to my father. So God has I'm marvelous to see that light every day in my life, and to see how God works in my life, in here. As I told you, I was looking at the subjects. I said, I'm going to talk about La Luz del Mundo. So I think it's marvelous. It says here that Christ is the truth. The definition of the word truth, the dictionary, it says, the thing that corresponds to a fact or reality. The gospel is a reality in my life. It should be the reality also in your life. If it's not the reality, it's just an idea. But if you see how God works in your life, if you have your own experience, this become a reality in your life. Because God is, as we know, as we are sure that God is with us. God is here. God is talking to us. What happens sometimes? We are not listening. What is happening? Sometimes we are not paying attention. Sometimes we pray, but we are not listening to the answers. So we need to pay more attention to the light. I need to pay more attention to the light. I need to see the opportunity that God is giving me every day. So we need to make this gospel in our life a reality, a reality every day, to build our faith in Jesus Christ. If you do this, we're not going to fail. And we have, I visited a sister in the hospital in Mexico, and she's, I think she's 80-something years old. She was at the hospital, but she was very happy. She had a, she break her leg, but she said that she was very happy. She was very content. When I was a little boy, she was already a member in the church, and until this present time, she's very happy. She's very content. She said that in a few days I will be out. I will be going to the church. And she said, "Oh, I'm sorry, I couldn't go to the church." She was thinking she was sorry because she couldn't go to church. There are many people I know that it doesn't matter if they go to church or not. It's the same. But for her, it's very important. And she said, "I'm very sad because I couldn't go to church, but I'll go to church again." She has that faith. I saw also in the same hospital that there are women that there are 40 or 35, and they are crying. They are unhappy. They don't have hope. Thanks God that we have hope in Christ. We have salvation. Like David said, Christ is my light and my salvation. Okay, if you learn it, I will quit in a few minutes. If not, I will repeat the sermon. Okay. So, he's our salvation. Everything that happened in our life, he's my light and my salvation. If you lose the light, like this, you're going to be in darkness. And you're going to be disappointed. And you're going to be worried. I remember when I was 7 years old, not many years ago. I was 7 years old, believe it or not, no. My father taught me Psalms 23, verse 1. I remember now, and said, "The Lord is my shepherd." And what? Right. The Lord is my shepherd. It was 40 years ago, but I can remember. He's my shepherd every day. Even in my life, I feel like a person, like a human being. Sometimes I feel like I'm alone, but I'm not alone. The Lord is my shepherd. And I don't need any other things. And why do sometimes I think I need that thing? So, he's the truth. We need to make it a reality in our life. Let's continue. Second Nephi, chapter 7. Verse 21. Second book of Nephi, chapter 7, verse 21, it says, "For I, the Lord, the King of heavens, will be their king, and we will be a light upon them forever that hear my words." If we hear the word of God, he will be our light forever. It doesn't say that just for a few years. It says forever. God is going to be a light if we listen to his word. if we are listening to him every day, I'm sure that God is speaking to us. But sometimes, as I said, we're not listening. We need to listen to him every day. In chapter 8, second book of Nephi, chapter 8, verse 21, it says, O house of Jacob, come ye and let us walk in the light of the Lord. Ye come, for ye have all gone astray, every one in his wicked ways. The word of God says that let us walk now in the light. It reminds me the words of a song. Let us walk in the light. We need to walk on that light every day. Because many people like to walk in darkness. It says here, everyone on his wicked ways. And many people feel comfortable there. But they need to walk in that light. We need to walk every day in that light. We need to listen to him speaking to us. I want to read in the book of Mosiah, chapter 11. Book of Mosiah, chapter 11, verse 192. It says, I was in the darkest abyss, but now I behold the marvelous light of God. And this is important in our lives because in the past, we didn't realize that light, but now we are in the marvelous light. That marvelous light. When I was a teenager, I wanted to go in the darkness. I didn't want to walk in the light. But now I realize, thanks to God, that I'm walking in the marvelous light of God. I'm sure that without him, I won't be here. I'm sure I won't be here talking to you. I won't be here in this, in the church. But thanks to him, because he showed me the marvelous light of God. This is very important for the young people. Sometimes you can't understand exactly why, but you need to follow him. You need to follow him. Even if you don't understand, if you don't like a medicine, when you take your medicine, maybe you don't, it has a bad flavor. But it's good for you. Exactly what happened with the Word of God. Sometimes it's not very good for our earrings, or when we hear it, but it's good for our souls. So this marvelous light of God. This marvelous church, this the correct way. We need to be sure of that. We don't need to doubt that we are not in the correct church. We need to be sure. We need to be confident that we are in the right church, that we are in the right way, that we are walking in the path that God wants us to walk. And this is very important because many people, they don't have that confidence. We need to have this confidence. Let's continue in the book of Alma. Chapter 3, verse 12. It says, Book of Alma, chapter 3, verse 12. It says, "Behold, they were in the midst of the darkness. Nevertheless, their souls were illuminated by the light of the everlasting Word." The Word is an illumination in our lives. Has it happened to you sometimes when you are suffering a problem, when there is an event in your life that is happening? You come to church, and maybe you hear the answer of your question or the answer of the thing that is happening to you. And sometimes we can say, does this person know what's happening in my life? Because the Word is an illumination. Because the Word is a light. It's an illumination in our lives. Because the light show us what to do. There is a story about a man, a blind man, who was carrying a lamp. And he says that this lamp, I'm carrying this lamp not because I want to see my way, but it's not because I don't want some people that stumble on me. We need to be illuminated by the light of the everlasting Word that we have. That's why we need to read the scriptures every day. It's a fountain, because every time I read it, I can learn more about it. And when I'm listening, it's just marvelous. It's a illumination in my life. And I hope that this is the last sermon for this reunion. I hope you have that illumination. In a few minutes, you're going to your house, you're going back to work, you're going to your activities. But I hope that you have that illumination, that light in your life. In everything you do, every decision that you make, you need to be illuminated by that light, the light of the everlasting Word. I want you to take that light, that Word in your life, so that you can use it. We have the tools, but we need to use them. I have another part in Alma chapter 12. Chapter 12, verse 133. Book of Alma, chapter 12, verse 133. It says, "He knew that the dark veil of unbelief being cast away from his mind, and the light which did light up his mind, which was the light of the glory of God, which was a marvelous light of his goodness." The light, it says, the light of the glory of God. There is nothing we can compare with the light of the glory of God. as I told you in my father experience, he saw the marvelous thing that causes him to have peace, to have joy. Even his suffering in his body, in his physical body, but he had that joy, that peace. Many people, they don't have joy. But it says here that if every day we can focus on that light, we can see the light of the glory of God. 134, it says, yeah, this light and had infused such with joy into his soul, and the cloud of darkness having been dispelled, and that the light of the everlasting light was lifted up in his soul. I have underlined joy into his soul. And this is more important. If we have joy in our souls, this is something that we need to focus. If we are focusing in Christ, we have that joy in our soul every day. It doesn't matter what's happening in your life. I like the definition of the word darkness. Darkness, it says the absence or lack of light. If we are not walking in that light, we are in darkness. The absence or lack of light. If we don't have that light, we are sure that we are in darkness. So we need to continue to walk in that light. That's why it says in, I want you to see Matthew chapter 5. Chapter 5, verse 14. Ye are the light of the world. A city that set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on the candlestick, and it given light into all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. It's my favorite part, but how is it easy? It says, let your light so shine before men so that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in the heaven. I know that it's not easy to be a light in every aspect in our lives. But we have told that we need to be that light. If we receive the light of Christ, we can reflect that light. We need to be that light in every situation in our lives. I have seen this in my personal life, in many problems, in many situations. When I read this, I need to be the light. That's why we need to focus on Christ. We need to see that light every day. As I've been telling you, explaining you in this sermon, it's easy to see other things, not to focus on that light. But that's why we came to this reunion, to be fed, to you came here because you want to know what you want to do. How are you going to walk with God? We have heard good sermons. So we need to have it in our heart and focus in that light. we need to make our faith like a light. When we have a light, we can see the things clearly. When we don't have the light, we are in darkness. That's why we need to light the light in our lives. We need to light it. I hope that your faith is growing. Remember, if your faith is not growing, it's dying, like a tree. So we need to make it grow every day. That's why I came here. I want to, my faith grows. I want you also that your faith can grow, that you can be the light, that we can be the light, that we can impact other people's life. We need to do that. We need to preach the gospel. How blessed we are that we are going in different countries because we have that light. We need to show the people. So every time you feel that your light is, I don't know the word, it's not shining, you need to focus on Christ so that the light needs to be seen. Remember that the explorer, he died because his lamp went out. You say went out? I don't know what you say. So that's why he couldn't got out of the cave. If we don't have that light, we can die spiritually. And this is my task. This is my challenge to light the light of Christ in my life, like we light a candle. We need to light it every day so that the people can see. Can you see this? Yes, thank you. We need to light that light in our lives so the people can see the light in our lives. Even if the things are not going as we want to, but we need to have that light every day in our lives. It says that Jesus is the light. He came here to show us the light. So we need to focus on him every day so that we can have our faith like a candle, that all people can see the light in your life. There is a question. In Psalms, listen this. In Psalms 119, verse 1:5, what does it says? It's a very simple part. Psalms 119, 105. Okay, let's read with all of you. It says, "Thy word is a lamp into my feet and a light into my path." The word of God is a light. It's a light for us. It's a light that we can see our way, where we're going. If we don't have that light, we can die. We need to have that light in our lives. We need to show the people the light of Jesus Christ in our lives. Remember that you need to build your life in Christ. It says in third book of Nephi, chapter 6. Chapter 6, verse 36 and 37. It says, "Therefore, whose heareth this saying of mine and doth them, I will liken him into a wise man, who built his house upon the rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and they beat upon the house, and fell it not. For it was founded upon a rock. And every one that heareth this saying of mine, and doth them not, shall be like into a foolish man, who built his house upon the sand, and the rain descended, and the flood came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. We need to be that wise man to build our faith on Christ, to build our spiritual house on that rock. Like David says, the Lord is my he said that the Lord is my light and my salvation. It's my light and my salvation. So we need to remember that, so that he's the light and our salvation. Thank you very much for your attention.